So they can hear us finally.
They can finally hear us, dude.
They've been missing so much good stuff like this whole time. We had so many deep philosophical... We actually solved half the world's problems.
Yeah, but we forgot them all.
Yeah, that's also true.
Forgot them all?
I'm just not going to repeat myself.
Whatever, dude. What's up, guys? This is the Toasty Podcast. My name is Sky.
And I'm Maddie B.
Today we have a special guest, and you know what? I've got no pre-existing notions about this podcast. We are just going to get into it. So let's get toasty. All right, guys.
Cool.
Howdy.
What's up, everybody? Live yet again?
Yes, sir. And I think every single week now we're going to be live no matter what. That's just how I want to do
it. I kind of like the live vibe. Makes it more exciting.
I agree. I completely agree.
Okay, so real quick, I've been getting some criticisms. I'm not going to say for the whole episode.
I don't believe you.
I'll keep you in check.
Okay.
I don't believe you for a second.
I'm going to try and go the whole episode.
So what I'm going to do, guys, from now on, since I'm going live every single episode, I've decided that I'm going to do something a little bit different on the comments section. I will read your comments at a certain point in the video. It will not be all the time. It will not be constant. I will go into what I would call a chat section, read some comments, make my own comments about those comments, and then we'll go from there. That's about it. And if you guys haven't already shared this, please share this. This is how we get famous. Share the video.
Yeah.
Share us. Share the YouTube channel. Share whatever you want to share about it. You don't have to do anything. It doesn't cost you a dime. Just a few clicks and a few seconds of your life.
It could cost you a dime if you join our Patreon, though.
You could join patreon.com/toastypodcast. You could do that if you want to, but that's extra. That's like the top level. That's the OGs right there. And honestly, right now, we only have two. So let's keep that going.
Let's keep it rolling.
Let's
keep
that going up, right?
Let's end this episode with one more Patreon subscriber. It could be you.
Yeah, heck yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, hell yeah. There you go. It's not a pyramid scheme, I promise. Today we have Brian Carrasco. Carrasco?
No, Casco.
Casco. I'm sorry, dude.
Where'd you get the R from?
Yeah. That's from, I don't know. I literally don't know where it came from. I've worked with this guy for a while. He is a cool dude. That's all I'll say. We'll get into it, honestly. We'll just talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Actually here, born in Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
But I was made in Honduras.
Made in Honduras. That's, I love that, dude. Made in Honduras. Hell yeah. So I kind of want to get into, I'll talk about some topics here real quick. The gas shortage, everyone wants to talk about that, of course. And I've got a few statistics, if you will.
The fact that we're living in 1979.
Apparently.
Again.
Right. So in Durham, Charlotte, North Carolina, 63% of gas stations are closed or don't have gas. Not
63%
closed.
In Charlotte, North Carolina?
68% in Atlanta don't have gas.
I heard Atlanta.
47% in freaking Tallahassee. Pensacola has 44% down. And then Raleigh-Durham, that's also North Carolina, is 81%. Holy crap. I don't know how big Durham is, though. It's insane times we're in now, guys. Insane times. And it has a lot to do with people actually freaking out, like the toilet paper incident we had, and trying to get as much as they can, right?
Than it
should be?
Than it is, yeah.
Sure, but what I want to get into, I've heard some tremors of conspiracies, and I want to get into that. So we know what we know as far as the news tells us, and that is Darkseid, the hacker group, whatever you want to call it, got in and they sold ransomware to someone, and that someone used that ransomware for this pipeline to shut everything down.
Well,
they apologized for it, apparently. They were asking for, I think, $200,000.
They ended up paying about
$5 million.
They ended up paying way more than they asked for.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? I thought literally like a few days ago, they came out and they were like, we apologize for this. We don't need any money. Kind of thing, right? Because they didn't expect it to be.
Really random to me, to be honest.
Okay, well, I can kind of get on board. I kind of think that there is a little bit too much going on as far as coincidences. You know, we have a lot of shortages happening, and it does definitely play into that. And you know, we all have talked about revolution and civil war and all this other crap, and it doesn't help. That's for sure. But anyway, they apologize and they're like, we actually have guidelines. They have guidelines. Hackers have guidelines of who they're going to like mess with. and the government's off limits.
They're like Robin Hood groups. That's how they see themselves.
That's how they see themselves, right?
They don't want to mess with the big dogs.
You don't mess with governments. You don't mess with, I think, infrastructure like electricity and stuff like that. Apparently, that's what they said. And now they're going to add oil to that because they were like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. We apologize. But they said it was kind of out of their control. They're trying to make it like someone else's problem because they sold this ransomware to this person. That may have not even happened. I don't know, dude. I don't know what I believe anymore there on that news article, on this whole thing.
It seems like a bunch of coincidences. So, I don't know. Just things to me aren't really adding up. You have this whole thing with unemployment going on. Necessarily, I don't think it really would affect truck drivers, but maybe the people that work on plants or anywhere.
I'm reading Wall Street Journal. All I can see is that it says that they paid $5 million in cryptocurrency.
In crypto.
It doesn't say what
freaking crypto dude.
They use probably Bitcoin. It's got the most stable price as of, you know, recently.
I believe it was like unencrypted though. Like you can't really decipher who has it because I think Bitcoin's a little bit more transparent.
Huh.
Wowzers, dude. So you just think, what do you think is going on behind the scenes then? Like if there is something going on behind the scenes, what do we got? Do you think governments are involved? What do you think? You know?
I mean, look, man, if you just a simple Google search on gas shortage, you could probably look up something about that happened 2 weeks ago that they're already, I mean, you have The Guardian.
I think I know where we're trying to go.
Yeah.
There was an article in April.
Yeah, 29th,
right? Yeah. Of course, Tim Pool brings us up. Yeah. And shout out again, of course. He's a cool guy. You guys should look him up, see what he's got to offer. He's a moderate dude. He does similar things to what we do, maybe not with as much personality. But, he was talking about this April 29th article that basically stated that there was a gas shortage.
Yeah.
Before there was a gas shortage. Where does that come from? Is it like a misprint? Is it like some rando dude that does the wrong thing? Or is it literally like this is planned? Like, and that's what I don't like. I don't like that one article could come out and we're like,
I mean, it's articles.
Yeah, I haven't found anything that says that they paid them more than what they were asking for.
I mean, that's what's weird, man. Like, really, a company really giving in to someone in pain.
WCNC Charlotte, a gas shortage this summer isn't caused by what you think it is. The potential gas shortage is not a lack of gasoline, and this was published April 29th, 2021. Millions of Americans are expected to take a post-pandemic vacation this summer, but that big road trip could be stalled by gas shortages. Why would they say that? Where did that come from on April 29th? But the gas shortage is not because of lack of gasoline. New data shows 20 to 25% of tanker truck carriers are sitting idle because there aren't enough qualified drivers. So that's what they're trying to say in this article. But then you like listen to truck drivers and they're like, nah, there's plenty.
Yeah, that just seems like
there's plenty of truck drivers, but is there, like they said, qualified?
They have to be hazmat certified.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Interesting. That's a good point. Maybe there's not. It's just weird. It just plays into it, and you're like, what the heck's going on?
That's what I was talking about earlier when we were outside. We were talking about that weird little wordplay.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? Right. What does that mean? I agree. I think that, like, you want to go into that. You words are changing faster than they were before.
Definitions are changing, too.
Definitions are changing faster than they were before.
Yeah.
Like, I go back all the way, like gentlemen. You know, how has that changed? It's changed a lot. It doesn't mean the same thing it did way back in Great Britain or wherever.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no. I mean,
gentleman was like a status. It was like a money status, right? Am I right?
Yeah, completely.
That's what it was.
A gentleman like actually had a definition.
Right.
Know? It wasn't just like ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
It wasn't a generic term for a adult male, you know?
Right. So in that sense, that definition was just kind of dumbed down to mean more generic things.
Just like everything else in American English, for sure. I mean, we've dumbed down our language so much, it's... I mean, it's hard for me to find the words.
But ridiculous. No one forced you to call them a gentleman.
What do you mean?
No one was forcing you to call them a gentleman. Like, now you have things happening where you have to call somebody something.
Oh, yeah.
You're ostracized forcing, if you don't.
Forcing speech via pronouns, for sure. Yeah, that's pretty scary stuff. Like, that video I showed you last week after the show was that chick with the orange hair.
It
pronouns.
Was a TikTok you video, wasn't it?
Me. Yeah,
yeah, it was
like
a TikTok
that.
Video, of course. Everything that is poison is on TikTok. But on the other hand, I will say I am okay with everything being on TikTok.
Follow us on TikTok.
Because, well, we're on TikTok as well. But what I'm trying to say is I don't want to defend this toxic side of TikTok, but I also like free speech and freedom to express.
Yeah.
Freedom of expression is important and it matters. Now, as far as, well, my kid's watching, that's not good. I think that's your problem. I think that's a parental problem. I don't think that's
on the other hand, TikTok did just pay $5.4 million in fines because they were taking the rights of, they're taking private information and data and addresses of children under 13.
What?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Where did you find that? I'm about to look that crap up. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They paid millions of dollars. I think it was 5.4 something like that. $1 million in fines for gathering data of underage, like under 13.
Yahoo News, you ready? Activists. It says activists. I don't know why. It's like they're using negative connotations. Activists allege TikTok violated agreement on child protection. This is May 14th, 2020. 2 minute read. Washington, a coalition of consumer groups filed a complaint Thursday with U.S. regulators claiming the popular video app TikTok has failed to live up to an agreement last year limiting data collection from children. The 20 organizations filed this. The 20 organizations said in a Federal Trade Commission complaint that TikTok continues to collect data on children under 13 without parental consent, despite a February 2019 U.S. court settlement. That's insane. So we're dealing with that now.
Yeah, and then
we haven't proven it is or isn't happening, but I mean,
it's kind of weird how kids are just really like on social media like that, and
they don't know what information they're giving away to who.
In a way, being indoctrinated.
Yeah, they are.
And without really knowing that.
Yep.
That's also something I was trying to talk about, was really like that wordplay. Like right now, just you reading activist, you know, like what picture that paints for you. But it's like what I said earlier about being indoctrinated, like, you know, just kind of, I guess really just, I'm trying to gather my thoughts on this
one. You're good, dude.
So, you know, you have instances like, you know, back over here in South Lake, in Texas, we had back in 2018 a bunch of kids for social media, same thing, posting this thing, just saying the N-word just to, you know, get a rise out of people. And it kind of caused, I guess, like an uproar and this whole thing where basically they needed to learn critical race theory. And it's kind of was disguised the same way TikTok is kind of almost in a way being disguised, like with communist underlines under it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing they were trying to pass in South Lake was called the Cultural Compassion Action Plan. And
wait, Cultural Competence,
the competence
Action Plan. Competence, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Action
Heck
plan.
Yeah,
sorry,
dude.
Sorry, I was trying to find the word for
it. No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird, you know, like how that wordplay, you know what, you don't want to be culturally competent, you know?
Yeah, and they're you're going to be defensive.
Yeah, but when you read those 34 pages that they were trying to pass in South Lake, it was really like it had things to do with basically equity, LGBTQ stuff, and just a lot of other stuff besides really just, you know, this cultural competence.
Yeah, there's a lot of underlying things, and they're not going to tell you about it, and they're going to play it the way they want.
Yeah.
You're talking about narrative. Like, you know, wordplay is a good word for it, I guess, but it's a narrative, and that whole narrative goes into everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer, oh, it's just a media narrative. I think we have let, and I'll say it that way, we have let it happen to where now narrative is in the government.
Yeah, it's really bleeding into
even and that society, tells me, culture. Yeah, government ends up being extremely biased, which you can have your views, and that's fine. But being biased to where you can actually, every single portion of the government can act on that bias, that's a problem. Because then you end up with, you know, where I guess Washington is doing the same thing. You know, they're passing this bill that will be, critical race theory will be mandated in a way, you know, mandatory, I should say, mandatory in all schools to be taught as part of their curriculum.
So this is I'm on South Lake Carroll EDU. SouthLakeCarroll.edu.
We have a little bit of local stuff going on now, dude.
Yeah.
We don't normally get into local stuff. I like that.
Yeah, that's good, though.
We need to touch on this, you know?
So South Lake is
DFW, guys.
Is South Lake Carroll's a very upper income area.
Yeah, roughly about 230 is like the average
median
income.
I guess it's higher than that. Aledo.
It's whatever you claim on your taxes, right?
Was high, yeah. It was high when I was growing up there. So during the meeting, Carroll ISD shared a cultural competence action plan for immediate implementation that included the following. And this is a draft. This whole thing is a draft. from Carol ISD Cultural Competence Plan. Accountability. So these are bullet points. I'll go through them pretty quick. Accountability for students involved in the racial slur video according to the law and the student code of conduct. Strengthen CISD expectations of students and update written discipline policies to address any harassing, offensive, hateful, or discriminatory speech directed at individuals or groups of individuals based on race, religion, color, national origin, blah, 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 blah. Emphasize cultural awareness within the anti-bullying kindness focus area of the Resiliency Project, and that's capitalized. I'm guessing that's some other project that's going on. Of course,
they're resilient either.
Yeah, exactly. They're putting all these labels and names on these action plans, and they're basically just indoctrination. So the area of the Resiliency Plan to include resources for staff, parents, and students on the Resiliency Project website. This is where it starts to get weird. Form a district diversity council to support and nurture the increasingly diverse student population in our district. So now it's going to be a district diversity council. Who knows what they're going to implement? Stuff like emphasize cultural competence in our K-12 curriculum as an important skill for students to have as they enter an adult world with ever-increasing diversity.
So they are creating a whole new committee for this?
They're trying to.
This is taxpayers, right? Money?
Yeah, like, but it didn't pass. It actually got struck down. So the votes were like 70 to 30.
Yeah.
70 to 30.
Oh, it got... Texas. Yeah, it got...
Demolished.
No, this is ridiculous.
But it's just weird that it's just even an idea and good enough to be passed down to like even have that like as an option to teach our children.
Yeah, yeah. And this goes back to, I think, like I said, like I think we have been a long time asleep. Anyone against these things or anyone that would be a normal human being that has logical thinking skills has been asleep. As far as politics go.
Yeah.
And that needs to change, right? But like it takes a while. It takes a while. We're talking about years, dude.
So of their, I'm looking at some of their demographics. 2008-2009, they were 88.1% white. 2017-2018, so about 9 years later, they are 66.7% white. So they are getting more diverse.
Yeah, but what is it being replaced with? That big chunk.
Asians.
Huh.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming, did you? Asians, a little bit more Hispanics, and about the same number of blacks. So that's pretty interesting, and it's because they're a good school district with, you know,
relatively high academics.
Exactly, that's why you see a lot of Asian families moving there because they focus on academics.
Yeah,
that's what they do. That's why they're number one in school.
They're smart, dude. There's nothing to say. They're smart. Well, I don't say it, dude.
They're smart, but they also focus on, like I said, they focus on, they're not distracted by sports as much. They're not distracted by pop culture.
That's
as much.
That's a culture thing. They have their own traditions. That's their culture for them. That's literally it, right?
They run
it that way.
They have more culture, but it's more, I guess it is like a cultural thing. It's not their culture, but it is like a cultural aspect of how they live.
Yeah, I'd say whenever someone lives has happened for so many generations. At that point, you've created a culture of it, right? That's part of the culture. It's not all they obviously all they do. I know they have more culture than that. I get
a
that.
I think a big part of it for at least Japanese Americans specifically, or even the Japanese people as a whole, and even to an extent South Koreans. So Japan can't have an army; they can only have a self defense force, right? Because of World War II.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
They cannot have an army at all. They can only have
who made those rules? America. Me? Not me. That was weird.
America did, yeah, whenever the Japanese surrendered.
Holy crap, not me. Holy crap, USA?
The Soviet Union had a big play in it because, I don't know if you knew this, but the Sino-Japanese War, which was a war between Russia and Japan, because they are right next to each other, right? You don't think about that being over here. But they're right next to each other. They fought over all these small islands, and Japan could have gone to war with the Soviet Union right after the atomic bombs were dropped. But the Soviet Union was like, "Look, you're done. We're gonna start invading if you don't surrender." So that's what a huge other factor what led to the surrender of the Japanese after World War II. But my point is, they can't have this standing army. So what they did instead of focusing on military growth. They focused on academic growth and investing in their universities and investing in inward as opposed to
expanding.
Being an imperialist nation. So it helped them out a lot as a nation. Japan's doing quite well, but they do have like the highest suicide rate in the world. So that's another interesting Japanese fact.
Holy crap. So you have a kid, right?
Yeah.
How old?
9 years old.
Okay.
What made you think of that? Yeah. We were just jumping all over the place.
That's just how it's going to go in this podcast, man. We're just going
to
be jumping.
That's cool.
I'm trying to jump in and like go in a different
direction. Well, I want you to jump in. I'm trying to bring you in. So we were talking about TikTok earlier.
Okay.
I just want to know how you handle that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I honestly think it's like social media sometimes is really used to dumb us down. Honestly, like it's just weird that, you know, how easily influenced we are. That's the whole thing that I was talking about, the play in words, the indoctrination and all
okay,
that.
Okay, hold on. But you said used. So do you think, like, you don't think it's just a natural progression of technology and that it does cause problems?
I definitely do think it is, but also think, like, it's kind of weird how it's not really regulated. And when it is regulated, it's kind of brought down against people that don't think a certain way.
So, you know, when TV came out, you know, this is a long time, of course, but TV was that thing for a lot of generations. TV was the thing people would literally have a TV in their kitchen. You know, they're watching TV all the time.
Before that, it was funny papers.
Before that, I guess it was funny papers. But when TV came out, you know how many regulations TV has? There's a lot. There was there was ratings. There was like different, like who can watch this, who can watch what. FCC, right? Is that what it's FCC?
Yeah, FCC, yeah. Sorry.
They came out, radio and TV. They were like, we got to regulate this stuff and make sure. So I can't say, you know, shit on the radio or whatever. Or I can't say these things without having some repercussion or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was what they used, right? We used that. So you're right. Our newest technology that is our attention grabber. I think there's always an attention grabber. Was social media, and there was nothing. So yeah, well here we are.
There is nothing.
There
still.
Is still nothing. There's nothing to say this is regulated. They have parental controls, but those are designed by the same freaking like company, right? And to an extent, like that's the reason I like podcasting is because it's free, and it's free for us to be here talking, and we can say whatever we want to, and Spotify won't take it down, Apple won't take it down, no one takes it down. In the same regard, though. So on the radio, if we were on the radio right now, there's a lot of stuff we'd have to like keep be in line here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be able to say some things.
We'd have advertisement breaks.
We wouldn't have been
able
to talk about like a different culture, honestly. Probably would have said, you can't do that. You can't talk about a different culture. You're white. That's what would have happened.
White privilege, man.
But I'm just being honest, dude. That's true. Social media.
That's why I can only be on a podcast. I would last 30 seconds for the radio. Producer would come and be like, "Dude, get out,
get the heck out!"
You just
brother.
Cost me like $10,000 in fines. Like, go!
Oh my god!
Get outside of the front door, man.
But then, to an extent, you say we want less government regulation in a sense because you just said that fines, right? So we have fines all the time for this FCC guidelines, and government's just raking in money from that. And maybe they just want the money from it. Why don't they help social media then, or why don't they regulate social media then?
I mean, in a way, they do. Like, you want to use a platform like, you know, obviously YouTube.
I'm trying to build up to a conspiracy theory.
Or, I mean, even Facebook. You start talking, you start saying a little bit there, and they're not going to let you say what you want to say. You know, is it really
free speech? Is it really free speech?
You know,
right.
Same thing.
You're being censored.
Yeah.
Who's censoring it? Is it really the company? And then you have this thing where how is the government making money from this? This thing, social media and big tech, is so big now. The government does not just sit by and think, we don't need to make money from that. That's not how that works in our government now.
There's two things. One, it's a great way for them to campaign. And two, it's a great distraction for the American people. If the American people are looking at Johnny's new boat, you know, Johnny and Lake Day, then
what?
They're not.
Where did
they're,
that come
they're
from?
Not reading. They're not. I'm just saying, if they're looking at stupid random pictures of some other guy's boat,
you're good at coming up with that stuff.
They're not. They're going to be looking at HR1, SB1.
Yeah.
Federal
dude.
Takeover of
dude.
Our election
okay.
cycle. That's what's going on
yeah,
right now.
Okay.
The Senate has their own bill now.
Hold on, dude.
It's
hold
going
on.
Down, bro.
Okay. Hold on. I have stuff I want to talk about right now. You mentioned it. I'm going to bring it up right now.
That's
the
word of the day.
I saw some posts on Facebook, and here's what I do now. Every week, I pick one day of the week. It's been Saturday for the last couple weeks. I find one post that I think is just awesome, you know, and I'm being sarcastic. And I comment on it, and I just go ham. I've decided that's what I do, and I know I'm not a Facebook warrior.
You're just going to troll one person a week.
And it's not, I'm not going to troll. I'm going to try to say things. But honestly, it ends up being that way because of how Facebook works. It's terrible. Because it gets us nowhere. I just want to say that, and I know it gets us nowhere. And honestly, apologies to everyone that hates my comments.
No, screw them.
But I have, what I've been doing is in my notes, I'm like, this is what I want to say. And then I don't say it because I'm like, that's too much, right? And I had a status that I didn't comment on. And it was, so when do we fight our government? Like, when do we actually fight?
When they come to take our guns.
And I literally say, when tyranny is at your door. Luckily for you, everyone that would be against you is behind a keyboard in their house, not working, because it pays well, and locked inside because of an exaggerated virus on the premise that the government is your answer slash savior slash leader. The people that have to break in order, the people that have to break in order to cause any sort of actual revolution that you want are the right side. And unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, we aren't going to hit that point for a while. A while, in my opinion, being 6 to 8 years. And that was right after the jobs report. I was just feeling it. I was like fiery. I was like, ooh, this is it, dude. The jobs report basically stating that unemployment now pays about roughly $16 an hour. The average McDonald's, and I've seen one literally in Arlington, in Texas, which usually would be the least paying because Texas is the lowest cost of living, paying $15 an hour.
That's nuts.
Right when you start, but if you do well, it's pretty easy to promote. Yeah. The sign literally says $11 to $15 an hour within a couple of months. You know, $15 an hour.
I guarantee you.
Because they're trying to get people.
Within 6 months, you're going to see fast food prices go up. And I'm talking like the elimination of the dollar.
But if you do the math, if I was the guy on unemployment, if you do the math, that's $1 an hour, right? Because you make $16 an hour and you go to work for $15 an hour, you're losing, you know?
Yeah. And that's after a while.
I mean, you still have to drive to work. You still have to.
So you're not making any money.
No, you're not. You're actually probably
losing
money.
And if you want to talk about finances, that's not smart. That's stupid.
And if you're sitting at home, you could have a side hustle going. You could have your OnlyFans page going on.
I know the person right now, and I will not. Yes. I know the person right now, and I will not name names because I'm not going to do that because I'm totally. I am actually.
Buying and selling.
It's very interesting how I am, but I'm actually for, you know, screw the government right now because I'm so pissed. But it doesn't work because it ends up being chill. It ends up being inflationary and it ruins everyone else's lives. Now, here's what I'm going to say though. He literally works at a job that pays him cash and he has unemployment. Do you think that's not happening everywhere?
It happens a lot.
It happens a lot. And we're just here I am, you know, self-employed, probably about to get a part-time job because I'm like, need to make some more money anyway. I'm okay with that. I'm not complaining by any means. I'm a hustler guy, but I'm just saying, like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
We live in two different worlds now, and they're getting more and more divided.
Yeah.
There are approximately 7.1 million jobs available currently, and that was, like, last Friday. There might be more now. Now I won't spit the same get-a-job narrative because I honestly would not work for $1 an hour. The point I will make is I got there because we raised the minimum unemployment. That's how we got there. Now imagine what we did if we had like if that was the actual income. Like what happens to the actual income if that's what's going to keep going? And I was just trying to explain that inflation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, stop voting for more money. It doesn't get you anywhere. Literally, money will continue to decrease in value, as you do nothing for it.
Yeah.
It'll be do nothing for nothing. You'll be doing nothing for nothing.
Exactly.
Then.
Yeah.
Because unemployment, it's so crazy to me. If you guys have savings out there right now, this is one thing. This is my advice for the future.
Put your money somewhere else.
If you have savings right now, your savings will not be worth it. If you have money in a mattress, your money will not be worth it. Please, whatever you do, if you own assets, keep those assets. If you want to own more assets, buy them now.
I was telling my brother this. My brother was like, "What's a good like stable long term investment? Right? Like I want something like." Like gold, but not volatile. And I was like, there's two things that are going to go up. Three things, actually. Land is always a good investment. Your house is always a good investment. Keep putting money, keep getting equity in your house. Because that way, when there's a dip, you know, in the local housing market or in the national housing market, you've got that equity, you know, you're okay. you can possibly refinance your house and get a good deal. Make a bad situation into a good situation. Second thing that's going to go up in value, that's going to maintain its value, is precious metals. I mean, yeah, platinum, gold, silver, iridium. I don't care.
I'm going to throw this. I'm going to throw cryptocurrency into it.
Third thing is crypto.
Yeah. Because I think it's happening now. Absolutely. You know, I was a skeptic. I was a skeptic of it because everyone wants to talk about cryptocurrency in the form of trading. You know, you go straight from talking about stocks to cryptocurrency. That is not how I think about it. I have started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a second. This is what will replace it. This is what will replace our currency, if that's the case.
I mean, it's virtual gold.
So then I started investing in cryptocurrency, not for investing necessarily, just so my dollar is like, when it's worth nothing, I can still have that.
Yeah.
And going back to the housing thing, I know we talked about housing earlier, a few podcasts ago, and I know I spoke out against buying a house. I think I was talking about personal people buying a house to live, not for investing purposes. And also, I will say this. I did some more research, and I did not factor in the fact that inflation, how we're going to hit it, it'll be hyperinflation. Your loan will be worth less to you, the bank. So that's actually good for you. That actually, actually, the way it's playing out, honestly, is a perfect scenario. If you bought a house right now and we hit inflation, you'd have an asset at that point, but don't have the savings. That's all I gotta say.
Cash is gonna diminish in value, but your assets, your house, your
like land, your car loans you have right now, they'll be worth half what they are now, and you'll be like sitting pretty.
Yeah,
you'll be paying the exact same
as
amount
as long as your wages go up.
As long as your wages go up with inflation,
our wages stay the same, you're gonna have what's called stagflation. That's what happened in the 70s. Wages stayed the same, prices went up, and people were like, "Oh crap, now I can't afford food."
I agree with you. That obviously is a thing. I can't say it's not a thing because it, you know. Facts, but if you go the way you are right now, as far as unemployment being what it is, I don't know if there's a way. You know, I don't know if I can say this on the show. The dealership we worked at just made pay raises.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
So because I think they're just trying to like
had an hour long phone call with Dacus.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to be ahead of it. It's interesting though because they're
losing techs left and right.
Yeah, like I think that should have happened years ago.
Yeah.
You know. Because now they're caught up to what they should have been years ago.
Yeah.
So they're still screwed. You're still screwed,
they're
right?
They're changing rules. It's not good.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, I wasn't trying to get into the dealership talk. But like that, what I'm trying to say is they're already doing the raise thing, you know? And McDonald's is offering. So you're saying, well, wages will have to go up. Dude, wages are already going. Like, it's already happening, dude. Because they have to. Because we have 7.1 freaking million jobs that are not being filled. You know, I'm about to get a part-time job at BJ's, right? Because I need to supply money for this podcast. By the way, if you want to support us, please support us. Share the freaking video. I don't care. I want people to hear what we have to say. And in order to do that, you got to share it. Also, I need equipment. The more equipment, the better. The better the camera, the better. All this stuff matters. So I'm supplying my own money to this. I don't do sponsors because I'm too small for that. And I also don't really agree with that because it ruins your...
It's too much influence.
It ruins your... What is it called? Credibility. It ruins your credibility.
And objectiveness.
Right. I do affiliates. And so if you guys want something that I provide as an affiliate, that's great, like Liquid IV or whatever it might be, but that's easy. That's on Amazon, whatever. All that to say, I'm getting a part-time job to do that crap, and you know how easy that was? Because there's so many freaking jobs available. I applied and literally the same day, I applied online, and the same day they called me.
Yeah.
That never happens. Because you apply on some stupid website that isn't even affiliated, what's affiliated, but it's not the restaurant's website. Yeah. It's some generic application website.
It's a third party.
Third party. They called me the same day. I'm like, this is cake.
Yeah.
And of course, I acted like a personable human being, and I think she was taken aback because she was like, thank you. Thank you. Bye. I was like, what?
You like stuttered. Work?
I'm like, yo, I don't care. I'm gonna be a server, so a little bit different scenario there. I'm hoping that tips will make up for it. We will see.
Yeah. I mean, IRS what do you get paid like $2.30 an hour or something like that?
Huh?
You get like $2.30 an hour.
I don't know, dude. Something
like
that.
It tips
like
your whole,
right.
Your whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it, but all that to say, if you guys are looking for a job, man.
Yeah.
I think it's competitive out there, and I think you can find a job that pays well. And yes, work conditions were whatever, I guess. They weren't that good. I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't worked in every industry. What's interesting to me is that the industries that actually need a change and need an overhaul are the ones that were working the whole time COVID was going on.
Yeah.
We're talking about dealerships. We're talking about good old boy industries, to be specific. We're talking about finance, dealerships, and probably banks. So that's finance too.
Huh.
Small banks. Like all these industries that are so convoluted and just effed, in my opinion, that need a change. I am willing to say this. They need a progressive change, which is insane that I'm saying
that.
What
do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is coming up to a little bit of the standards that are already in every other industry as far as work treatment,
wages,
hours,
benefits,
the basics, dude. And it's progressive. Yes, it is. But really, it's,
I mean, yeah, it's progressive. It's normal. It is progressive, but it's, as long as, in my opinion, progressiveness is like progress is fine. Like improving work conditions is great.
Yeah.
It just shouldn't be led by the government. They shouldn't be making those rules because that restricts business. The thing is, there's a reason that certain dealerships have less turnover and less and higher pay and happier workers. It's because they're well run, because they're good businesses. It's not because the government made them that way, because good business leaders made good business decisions.
Right.
And now everybody's the better for it. The customer's better. Cars are better. Employees are better. And everybody makes more money. But you do have to have a lot more rules that way. And that's the thing, is it takes discipline. It really just, that's really what it comes down to, is if you can have the discipline, you can have those kind of benefits and those kind of hours. The problem is that a lot of people in those industries, they lack a discipline. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't.
They lack the discipline?
Yeah. That's a South Park joke.
Okay. I didn't know. I was like, what the heck are you saying, dude?
That's the thing, is the workers have to be willing to go that extra mile in order to have those kind of perks and benefits as well. It kind of goes both ways. But I do think you're right. I think a lot of dealerships and small banks are kind of going that route of like improving the workers' conditions and benefits and pays.
Well, I hope they are. Yeah, you're right. But what's funny to me is the people that are, this is a generalization, but the people that are on unemployment are the people that probably aren't working in those industries, and they worked at, let's say, restaurants, or they worked at wherever, right? And their work conditions
are
terrible.
Struggling hard.
And I'll say this. I'm about to be there, and I haven't been there yet, but I can't imagine. Dealerships suck, dude, and I can't imagine it being worse, but maybe they think, maybe it is, you know? Or maybe it's the fact that we have a whole lot of societal changes, like we talked about last podcast, and everyone is weaker for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody is weaker.
Strong times breed strong men.
Look at our president.
And soft times breed weak men.
Yeah.
Dude, something I've really been like kind of waiting for you guys to talk about was actually the whole thing with Israel and
Oh, yeah.
So my problem with talking about that is I don't know a lot about it. I tried to do some research on it to figure things out.
You just like today?
Literally?
I'll probably do like an hour of research.
I'll see what's
like,
going on.
Oh, God.
Dude, I got nothing. I
got a 70-year-old conflict.
Like it just goes, no, it goes
didn't
like
work, man.
Thousands of years, it feels like.
So you want to talk about the title real quick, just to bring it all back. You asked me about the title earlier, like when we first started the episode.
Oh, yeah,
what's
this
title? What? Well, okay, it was a play on words because he wanted to talk about wordplay and how liberal has completely changed.
Actually,
and everything else. We
like
might get into that.
We
might get into it. It's whatever. This episode was not specific. I will say that right now to the audience. We weren't trying for anything specific. We weren't coming into this episode like, we're going to talk about, you know, this, and it's going to happen. It wasn't like that, man. That's why I said I had no pre-notions for this podcast. It was just a, let's see what happens. Let's just talk, right? Because I really want that. I wanted the podcast where we could just freaking talk like men, you know? And here we are. But 2B2A was like a, what does it mean to be pro-2A? And 2B2A was just a wordplay because he wanted to talk about how words are changing like crazy. And liberal means open-minded, in my opinion.
Yeah, like even
I don't know the definition.
Classical liberal. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even
and now it means that you're left. You're a leftist guy. You're a liberal. Mm-hmm. What? When did that happen?
Yeah, so you know? I don't even know what to call you guys sometimes. Like, I mean, off first glance, I thought you guys were, like, super liberal. Like, I'm talking about at any moment, you guys would have teal hair.
Bro.
I get that a
It's
lot.
So funny, though, right?
Especially with the glasses.
So we used to work with this guy, Brian, and he, yeah, I guess he saw my...
Here's your bow tie, man.
We saw a bow tie, dude. No one really knows that unless they worked with me.
Yeah.
So when I dress up, like, at a dealership setting, or if I'm trying to dress really well, I will wear a bow tie. You can call me whatever the hell you want. I don't care. I like the look. I'm cool with it. But it's funny to me because it does throw off. It does throw on
different persona.
Like I'm wearing like a pink or purple shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and like slacks or whatever and a freaking bow tie that has like polka dots on it or some crap.
I don't know. Expecting you to say anything like, oh, I'm pansexual or God. Anything, you know, man. Anything that came out of your mouth.
Did not know what to think. Wow.
We actually were talking about it one day.
Wowzers.
What made me think, I was like, oh, this cat's not liberal, like lefty liberal
yeah.
at all, is when we were actually talking about the election. And I was just going on a rant about, like, me voting for Trump.
Yeah.
And just what that did with me and my family. And, like, why would you go against your people?
In 2016, right? Or yeah. Yeah, 2016.
No. 2016, I didn't even vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
We have another flipped freaking guest right here on the show. This is insane, I mean, guys.
It's just out of, like, family pressure, really. You know, yeah. When you have a grandmother that's from Honduras.
It's peer pressure, dude.
You want
to Sierra was the same way, it seemed like. Peer pressure, it's insane to me.
You just take the time to actually like read and look into stuff, and you find out like, yo, I actually don't feel that way. But then I feel like me just looking stuff up, it also opened up this whole pathway of like what words mean, you know,
right.
And how fast like things have progressed just into what just a simple word, just like even as gender. When you look up the word gender, I was telling you guys this outside. Just like when you look up the first thing on gender when it's defined on Webster's Dictionary, you just simple Google search again, and it kind of describes it as a spectrum. Yet the next definition for gender is also sex, but then when you click on the word sex, it's a binary thing, male or female. So it's like two, like the same word, but it's contradicting itself.
Mm-hmm. It's got two definitions then.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you have people that might not have the same, I guess, ideology, really. That ideology doesn't really believe in what you have to say about gender. They're saying you're thinking of the word gender as sex, and they're thinking about it as a spectrum, and it's really this weird.
Yeah, and I think that's what's dangerous is when we not only when we have like a left-leaning store versus a right-leaning store, like now we have Twitter versus Parler, and like we've got these two different sections
yeah.
of social media. And now what's really dangerous is we're going to have two different languages.
Why?
I mean, both English, but
the linguistics are just going to be different.
Yeah, they mean two way different.
That's our next thing. Our language is the next thing I think they're going to hit.
Oh, they've been
I
mean, hitting.
I know, but it's going to be the next, like, the actual split, you think.
I mean, when you think about the beginnings of PC culture in, like, the 60s and 70s.
So now we're in an oligarchy 90s. With two different languages. That's what we last time we talked about this. We literally talked about that. So oligarchy with two different languages is what we're going to end up. I've been doing some research on revolutions and how that happens in a modern revolution, in my opinion. It wouldn't be like Civil War or, you know, like our other revolution. It would be like a, you know, factions thing. Like we have different sections of the country that are into different things and we end up being either against, we have some allies or not, and we're against each other kind of, and we're also
like
against the government.
California, New York, moving into.
Right.
States,
and I won't say any, I won't name any names here, but like that's, you're right. Literally, you'll have California, Washington, New York,
red
these
states, blue
the,
states.
Correct.
The coast versus the heartland.
Because you already have that happening. We have Antifa, we have Proud Boys, we have these random freaking factions of people that are like themselves now, and they're like intense, dude. They're very intense.
Yeah.
Like you go into any of these people's like quote unquote areas, and like it's like gang stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's
bashing windows in and stuff. You're just like of random people.
I mean, just like it's, I just think it's weird, man. Like when I was talking about the whole South Lake thing earlier.
Yeah.
You know, like that's legitimately a time where I feel like you're teaching K to 12. Like, can you imagine if you're, I have a 5-year-old kid and.
That's why I was asking you about TikTok and 9-year-olds, but this right here works too. You imagine if your kid
I was just trying to warm up to you guys. I'm just like hearing you guys talk. You guys are just going off.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Dude,
I mean, you're just, Matt was just going off, just like, dude, chill. I'm trying to keep up.
You said slow, he said so before the podcast. You know, he's like, I'll wait till like we get on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's different.
Once the coffee kicks in, that's really.
I think
that's
what
dude.
It was, man.
But that's what you do, man. You get behind a mic, things change when you're behind a mic.
Oh yeah, for sure. But But just I'll kind of like reel back this in. Yeah, just you were asking me a question about my kid.
Yeah, it can be anything, but I really mean like in today's society. I really, honestly, dude, a better, broader question that you could go anywhere with is like your 9-year-old in today's society, and how do you plan on dealing with these things?
Man, that's a tough question because, like, you know, I try not to really pick too much about like the race thing on him or anything like that. I just ask him questions. Just really asking questions. You know, he's a smart kid. He's pretty bright. So far, I mean, I guess I've lucked out. I haven't had any teacher like throwing any weird propaganda on him. Like, you know, you're being oppressed by white men. Like, what? I haven't heard anything like that yet come out of him. He has, I guess, dealt with bullying. That's really what it is when a kid makes fun of him for his skin color because he's a little dark complected.
Yeah.
That's just bullying. I don't think.
Is he darker than you?
He's a little darker than me. But it's just like he's had that moment when he was in first grade. I've had a moment like that in eighth grade where this kid kept on saying my grandmother was a sea turtle because she has a wet back. Because that's how she came here. I ended up pushing this kid. Yeah, I know. I ended up pushing this kid against the locker, and I told him, don't you ever say that. And we were cool after that. But, you know, I just think that's just really bullying. Yeah, some
it's
racist.
Bullying,
that's,
yeah. That, but the that fact that is, you stood up and said, I'm going to discipline you this way.
I would say good for you for not going on him too hard. But the thing is. That
right. It could have gone way
it's
worse.
Also, yeah, it's also middle school. Like, I mean, everybody says really dumb stuff.
Well, I mean.
Dude. I parted my hair down the middle.
Yikes.
Like, let's just go back to, like, what the hell was I doing? I got made fun of that.
Yeah, it's like,
imagine that! Nah, yeah, for sure, though.
But
yeah, it's just really, like, these word plays, man. Like, what the hell is white privilege? Like,
They changed it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's a farce.
Yeah, it's just really, I mean, it's just really this word play, man. It's just kind of weird when you see these things that are trying to be passed, like, anything, like, what is it? A care? Anything with trying to think of bills right now that are trying to be passed, you know? But it's or bills that have been passed. You know, they just have like the wording and it sounds like, oh, you're not gonna pass the Compassionate for All
see.
People Act.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm gonna see what maybe Washington called theirs WA2.
The Patriot Act.
You're
not a patriot, you don't like America.
You don't like patriotism, boy.
The reason I don't like the Patriot Act is because I do like America. I get the way it is.
So that doesn't even make any sense.
All right, let's see what this is. It's Governor Inslee signs bill requiring critical race theory for public school teachers. I want to see what the bill is called, though. Wow, this doesn't sound anything like we would. K-12 Education Committee introduced engrossed substitute Senate bill 5044. So honestly, that doesn't sound
First
like...
First of all, how the hell did that even pass? I would not pass something like that.
Well, you don't... I'm reading it right now. Wow, it just came up. Oh, shoot. This is crazy. This is crazy. I'm not going to get into this. This is a whole bill. This is a whole bill. I can't do that right
now.
But
yeah, no, just even talking about like...
An act? Oh, an act. I'll just read the first part. Sorry, guys. I keep going back and forth. An act relating to equity, cultural competency, and dismantling institutional racism in the public school system.
Yeah,
amending RCW.
I think we stumbled on a new buzzword for the left is cultural competency. Yeah.
Cultural competency.
Yeah, something I just thought about right now, like inherently racism or inherent racism.
Uh-huh.
Like what the hell? I understand what racism means, and even calling people like racist and stuff. I understand what inheriting or inherent means, but when you put those two words together, how the hell do you inherit racism? You know what I mean? But they're just like putting in these two words together to make up a whole new language.
Yeah.
Inherently racist. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like being indoctrinated to be racist.
Yeah.
But what other way of being
you're
racist?
You're white,
is,
so you're automatically. That's the word for it.
It's called indoctrination.
Yeah, oh my gosh, dude.
It's not inherent.
You're white, so you're automatically racist type thing.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Cultural competence on Wikipedia, also known as intercultural competence, is a continuous and lifelong journey to increase people's skills in being
proficient worse and worse
in intercultural and intracultural knowledge, which can improve the ability to work with people with different culture.
Sweet. You know, why can't we just call it respect?
The thing is, though...
Why can't we just leave it at respect?
Simple words, just
making up
words.
Yeah.
It's about someone's character, like we said out there. Character, full stop.
And I've
don't
touched,
at me.
I've touched on this before, I think, a while ago, whenever we were talking about diversity. And diversity's a mixed bag, people. Diversity can be really good, but can also be really detrimental to growth.
We have a lot of problems because of our diversity as a country.
Yeah. We are the most tolerant country on earth. Like, okay.
That's not what CNN
This is not to say yeah, we shouldn't exactly have right. diversity, just to make sure you guys don't freaking go ape.
I'm saying cultural racial diversity is great as long as you realize that this is America, we have our own culture, and you should assimilate to that culture if you want to live here and be an American.
That's what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't move to France. I wouldn't move to France and keep speaking English with my Texas accent. I might speak French in a Texas accent, right, which would sound funny to them. They'd probably laugh. They would laugh.
It'd be funny, honestly.
Oh, 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 oh. Silly Texan.
Oh, 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 yeah.
But ball. The thing is, if I was going to go and I was going to get the heck out of here, bro.
We just said it last time. Europe, I was whatever. Making a reference to the last freaking
what
podcast.
Is that
Shut
like,
up.
South Africa. What is that?
But anyway, if I was going to move to France and want to like live there, if I wanted to be French, right? Okay. So I would speak their language. I would grow accustomed to their cultures. I wouldn't try and go in and do my American thing over there. Otherwise, I would just stay here, right? That's what I'm saying. Each country has their own culture. That's why Yugoslavia right. is not a country anymore.
So back to what I was saying, culture. Why can't we do different states then? Different states will have their own freaking culture. Let's just go back to federalist ideas, you know?
That's the thing is, that's a really tricky situation you got yourself there. Because if you give states too much autonomy, then you've got
a part of it.
Exactly. You've got problems like California's huge debt, and then Texas has an amendment to our constitution requiring a balanced budget. We cannot run a deficit in this state.
Yeah. Which is
so
awesome.
There's that level of autonomy, but all state debts ultimately have to be paid by the federal government at some point. That's 9th and 10th Amendment, essentially. And you're going to run into problems of like the abortion issue, essentially. Like, where is it a state's rights issue or is it a federal issue? And drug laws, like the marijuana laws, like it could be legal in Colorado, but illegal federally and illegal in Texas. So if you did federalism, you could have even more autonomy with those states, and those states could be like, okay, well, we don't want to pay a federal income tax, we don't want to have any income tax, and they could start selectively disobeying the Constitution, essentially. So, and that's I think that's what would happen, is essentially like states would get a little bit too carried away, which it can be good and bad. Like, it's a very mixed bag with federalism. We're also too ingrained in world global issues. I mean, we are the world's superpower by far.
Dude, Texas by itself, it's like one of the 10th largest.
By far, though?
It's the 9th biggest economy in the world.
By far?
Powerful.
Well, then why? But you're saying that as if like we couldn't separate. We could still separate, and then we'd have different superpowers of the world, you know? Texas would be one of them, I guess.
Yeah, if Texas you know would be fine, but what about Connecticut?
Are we worried about Connecticut? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get Kansas. It, but like, all you're doing as a government is making sure the borders are good.
No, they're not.
No. If we did this crap, if we went ham, here's how it should ideally, I would think, you make sure the borders are okay. Maybe have some border control among states, but now there'd be countries pretty much. Huh. And then they deliver the mail. Like how they started. What's going on?
Did we cut away?
No, we shouldn't have.
Okay.
Still says we're going.
Cool.
She say we did or no?
Yeah.
Really? No way, dude.
We got a person on the outside.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as I know, like I've got that going right now. This is like, dude, we're trying to get used to this whole freaking Facebook Live BS. I can't wait to use YouTube Live. That's why I need you guys to subscribe, because like we need 1,000 freaking subscribers to go YouTube Live, so that'd be a way better idea and thing for us to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, they control the borders, or they help the borders out or whatever among states. Now they'd be countries pretty much. and they deliver the mail. This is literally how they started, you know? And it's like,
yeah,
I know there's a lot of nuances and this wouldn't work because of whatever. But, dude, where are we at right now? There's a lot of nuances and a lot of things that don't work. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure that there's not a perfect system. We know that.
Yeah. I mean, right? We're as perfect as it gets right now.
You think so? Right now? I think we were. Right now?
Well, no. Okay.
I mean,
the country's awesome. The country's amazing. We're like one of the best in the world. We are the best in the world. I will obviously stand behind that. Because if you go anywhere else, you're like, what the hell are they doing here? This is crazy.
I mean, dude.
I haven't been there. I've been to Honduras. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you can't even own certain guns in Honduras.
Right.
I mean, you could get killed by some gang members. I'm missing through.
There's a lot of stuff that could happen.
I mean,
I'm there, dude. I agree. You know, America's so badass that way.
Just so I can kind of get into it already. It's the whole 2A thing. You're talking about the Constitution and all that. And
yeah.
I mean, dude, in Honduras, you can't even own certain guns.
Well, what are the certain guns? Do you know? Like, is it like, you know, assault rifles or is it handguns and freaking, you know?
Like, basically, some handguns you can't own. Okay. Like, really any semi-automatic gun, I want to say. I really don't know the laws in Texas. Laws in Honduras. I just have people that come from Honduras and I show them some of my guns and they're like, oh, we can't even have that.
Yeah.
And it's just really weird, you know, because I know there's instances where even in Mexico, they keep out certain cartel members just because the people are armed. That's simple. People are armed and cartel members don't fuck with them.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just feel like that's, like, to me, that just really
because
highlights.
They don't want anyone with guns.
Yeah.
Because they would go against tyranny.
Yeah.
Because
that's the freaking point of the 2A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing that has been mentioned before, again, dude, I've been watching way too much Tim Pool. You know, I go in stints, guys. I go in stints where I'm like, Joe Rogan. And then I'm like, Tim Pool. You know, I watch these guys constantly, right?
Yeah.
But Tim Pool is coming out with some news. That's why I'm watching it. He's talking about how we have a gun culture in America versus just having guns. Like, we have a gun culture, and that's why he thinks nothing can really go crazy, because he's like, we have people with lots of guns, and they'll say, look at my gun, and they'll say, catch it out of my, or get it, pry it out of my cold dead hands type stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's a different cultural
and
thing.
What's one, it another, doesn't exist in another cool thing about the gun culture is it really transcends race. Like, there are people of all races,
clearly
people of all backgrounds,
of all backgrounds that like guns. Why wouldn't you? It's literally a protection.
They're awesome.
They're freaking cool, man. Yeah. It's a protection, dude.
Anyone who doesn't like a gun has not been to a range.
Did you know that more deaths happen by stabbing?
Really?
Than gun violence?
Well,
I would assume
more. I'm trying to think of the numbers here, man, because it's
deaths.
I don't know
if that's just murder. I don't know.
Well, like, even just you know, talking about deaths, like, for guns, you have roughly, well, last one I saw was in from 2019, you have about 38,000 homicides with a gun, but about 24,000 of them are suicide. So that leaves
about handgun too.
Yeah, so that leaves about like 12,000-13,000.
And they want to get rid of assault rifles because they look the scariest.
Yeah, but actually most of them are done by
handguns.
Pistols.
Yeah.
But it's really weird, man. You know, like,
maybe that was the stat. You know, maybe I'm completely wrong. Guys, just like, go ahead and like,
go
ahead and just like look it up. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna preface, like, straight up say that I don't know what I'm talking about. So.
No, but with the whole gun thing, man. You know, I was talking about earlier too. Again, the whole play on words is really weird. How you could seek statistics and those statistics, how they could be played, and how they could be interpreted.
Well, he was saying that like polls are just fake. Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how.
Yeah.
I mean, like this. I mean, just, I'm going to hit you with a little light one that legit, I was like, whoa. And I was like thinking about it. I was like, oh, it's weird how they worded all this. I had to read it about 3 times to really like look at it. But it's so on average on year, like every year, about anywhere from 500,000, so 500,000 to about 3 million times a year in the United States, a gun's used for self-defense. And mind you, there's 38,000 homicides, right? So that's a lot. But then people try to debunk that and all that, and they say it's about 25,000. That's still more than homicides. You know, remember, it's about 12,000-13,000. That's double. But then they're like, well, out of those 25, only 294 of them are justified homicides. And I'm like, damn, 294 only justified homicides. But then, you know, you just a little bit of logic there and you think, yo, you, when you shoot someone, you, they don't always die. And sometimes when you pull out your gun, you also don't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's still 25,000 times a gun's used. You know, so I feel like
they guns still are count really, that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They still count that, but they're just like, they hit you with a random fact. 294 were only justified homicides.
And how many times do you pull out a gun in self-defense, don't fire it, and then report that to the police so they can jot it down in their statistical notebook? No,
that's where that doesn't happen. That's where the 500 or the 500,000 to 3 million happens.
Yeah, that's a big discrepancy. Yeah, I could definitely see
500,000 to 3 million. Yeah, that's a pretty big jump there.
I mean, because you don't
know. Because you don't know, exactly. You have no idea. That's crazy.
Hmm.
Wowzers, man.
And it's really weird, man. Just like, also just the whole constitutional carry thing, that's probably going to happen. Maybe not, if it doesn't. If it does, I mean, I still feel like people should still take a class for LTC.
You need just, a class.
They
but,
should just educate themselves,
I mean,
for sure.
But it's funny how people are like kind of misinformed about just taking an LTC class. They think that it shows you how to draw your gun out of a holster. Like, mm-hmm. No, it doesn't show doesn't you that. Show it's you just really kind of like the legality of
it's what, a bunch of legal stuff. And
they
then,
literally do it to then, teach you about that, yeah.
Yeah, like...
And they make sure you can hit an orange from like 10 feet away.
Yeah. I think it's like 5, 10, 15 or something like that.
It's so easy.
It's easy.
It's pretty close, man.
It's super easy, for sure.
I think it's 3 yards, 5 yards.
I took mine and it was like an old retired cop and he's like, all right, let's do it. And we were literally out in this backyard, dude, and we're doing this. It's East Texas. He had like a whole, like, you know, hidden land and stuff. He's like, mm-hmm. Oh, let me move my tractor. You know, he literally had hay on this. I'm not even kidding. This is true. Hay on this tractor. He's like, moves it out of the way. And then here we are on like 10 plastic barrels to set our stuff on. And then we have the wooden posts with the targets on them, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, let's do it. I'm like, what the? And he painted lines. I'm actually cool with it, but it's just funny to me.
Yeah.
Because you hear about other people's experience in a class, and it's like a literal range and all this stuff.
Some classes aren't real. I mean, I've taken the LTC class twice, and my first one was trash.
Yeah.
The second one was actually pretty good. I felt like it was actually really informative.
Well, he taught me a lot about the legalities, and that's what I wanted to know in the first place. Mm-hmm. I had already been shooting guns. I already knew how to shoot a gun. That's fine. But, like, I wanted to know, if I shoot somebody, how am I going to, like, play this out?
Yeah.
Because I'm not like it's, and then at the end of the day, he was just like, to be honest with you guys, dude, even in Texas, it's up to the jury. Luckily,
mm-hmm. Grand jury.
Luckily, yeah. You're in Texas,
you could still get hit with a civil suit by families, man. And,
right.
You know, I don't know. It's weird. You know, it's,
and then you have the stories of the sheriffs that are like, if you kill somebody in your house, you know, drag them into your house. If it's, or kill somebody outside of your house, but they're intruding, drag them into your house or whatever, you know?
Yeah. That's not good advice, but
yeah, don't just, touch the body.
just avoid the situation.
That's really that. Like, do you have the stories of sheriffs telling people that? It's crazy. Small towns.
I just put bear traps hidden around my house. People are walking around, sleuthing as they will, and then next thing you know, bear trap to the ankle.
Matt's like old school. He's like Apocalypto.
Is that? It's not illegal though, right?
No, bear traps in your yard?
No, you can't do that, dude.
I'm asking.
No, you definitely can.
You can?
Absolutely. No, on your own property?
No, you can't have, like, unintended, like, you, like something that's unintended that could harm someone. You can't have that.
What do you mean?
I think, like, even on your own property, you can't, like, you can't, I don't know, like, look it up. I'm pretty sure that's the thing. That's something that I learned in my class. You can't have, like, a booby
unintentional?
Trap.
Let me see.
Because it's technically a booby trap.
Yeah.
And you don't know. It's if it kills someone, I think that's second-degree murder or something like that. Where in Texas, just murder. Because if it harms someone, you're just living it out there for everyone.
Traps set on your property? First one is, when can you put booby traps on your property?
Non-lethal booby traps.
I don't know, that's a good question. I mean,
mechanical devices that can cause death or serious bodily harm to an intruder are not okay. But that isn't.
That was illegal,
booby traps, like man traps, spring guns, that is, firearms tied to a tripwire, and snares, have been heavily regulated and banned to one extent or another since 1825.
Whoa.
But that doesn't say Texas. This is all...
That is true.
This is all...
Me and Matt are trying to put shotgun bear traps.
Hell yeah. I really just want, like, two big swinging logs.
Oh, old school.
Yeah. Like in Star Wars. You know what I'm talking about? Chicken Walker comes in, Ewoks. Anyway, but that's a good question. Can you have a trap?
Texas Penal Code code 932 defensive property spring guns slash booby traps. The actor is so far privileged to use a device intended or likely to cause serious bodily harm or death for the purpose of protecting his land or chattels. How do you say chattels? Chattels of from intrusion that he is not liable for the serious bodily harm or death thereby caused to an intruder whose intrusion is in fact such that the actor, were he present, would be privileged to prevent or terminate it by the intentional
bear traps
infliction of such harm. Dude, restatement second of torts and restatement. There's a lot of restatements here. Uh-huh. I need to find the actual where's the current one.
Probably the top ones.
All of these say possessor of land or chattel is privileged to use reasonable force when necessary to defend possession against intrusion, taking harm, or continuing trespass. Defending may only use reasonable force. Reasonable force is the least force likely to be effective. And that's what the guy was saying when in my LTC. He's like, he said, it says reasonable force. And reasonable force can be determined by a jury different than yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what if reasonable force, I guess, now is a bear trap?
Look, I think reasonable force is lava pouring from my roof. Well, that's not reasonable to, you know, a grand jury.
I mean, have you ever seen Home Alone? Like, come on now. Yeah. Right?
Dude.
Like, dude, that's an interesting topic, though. I hadn't even thought about that. Right. Traps in your freaking yard, dude. That's pretty sick.
I got so many in my head. So a big pit with spikes at the bottom of it to impale
well,
my
Well, that's like
intruder.
Normal stuff, right? What kind of traps, like, I'm talking old school, like, I wonder if people did dungeons. This, you know? People set these traps, probably, like...
That's not really a trap, though. It's like medieval torture, but anyway, so...
It's like a pit with spikes at the bottom.
Have you guys ever been to... Have you been to medieval times?
Oh, yeah, do you see the little torture thing?
Yeah, do you go to the little torture part of it? Yeah.
Isn't there, like, something weird, where you put, like, glass in someone's, like, pee hole and then you smash it? It's a real thing. No.
Holy crap, dude.
There's
I think that is a real
thing. Yeah.
That is a real thing, but that's like that just I can't. That's crazy. I just wanted to ask you guys if you had been to it. I guess I really didn't want to talk about it. I should have been.
I've never been in medieval times. I've heard it's pretty cool.
You've never been?
Nah.
It is pretty you can go once and it's pretty cool. It's a good experience. I think that if you're older, it's a little cheesy, but necessary in a way.
Like a rite of passage for...
But then you watch... what's that movie? Knight's Tale? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure. There's a bunch of knight movies.
Yeah.
The main one, dude.
About jousting?
With freaking... Yeah.
Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger, dude. The one with Heath Ledger.
I don't know who else is in it.
I'm not worried about it. I just... Knight's Tale.
Doesn't matter. What's the point?
It reminds you of that. When you go to medieval times, it's jousting. It's cool.
Yeah,
that
sounds like, really corny.
For Heath Ledger, dude.
Also,
for Heath Ledger.
Also, you have to eat like food with your fingers. There's no forks. It's medieval times.
Ah,
that's why. Yeah, that's why it's. You know, I'm interested because like no one's commenting. Maybe they can't see it. It says it's live. We're good. I'm watching it on Facebook, so I think we're good. Sorry, I just went back to that because Sierra said she couldn't see it. You know?
Yeah, she said she couldn't find it.
Still. What if I share it on my page? Share it to page, Toasty Podcast. We are live. Come join us. Not now, just share it, please. There we go, shared to my page.
So.
Anywho, you got over here, right?
Yeah.
But do you know how that happened? Because you were made in Honduras, and I know you grew up here, but like, when did you come over here? It was like really early on?
No, like legit, I was like made there, and then I was born here. So like 1991.
Oh, made born. Like that.
Like
wowzers.
Legit, mom and dad were out there doing the thing.
Yeah, but did they?
She didn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then bam, here. First generation.
How did that work? Like how does citizenship work? Like for real? Full stop. I'm not kidding, man.
I don't know. I was born like a. I was
it depends. It really depends how much money you have, who you know, and what you're trying to, where you're coming from, and what kind of background you have.
Like your like parents. Like your parents. Do they live here now?
Yeah. Oh, except my dad. Dad stayed over there. He has a whole family over there. Yeah.
He has a whole family over there.
Yeah. Does he?
What does that mean?
No, Tegucigalpa is the capital.
Oh, Tegucigalpa. Okay. Tegucigalpa is how I say it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not. So, to, he's you like, nah.
Close enough, I get it.
Oh, man. That's funny, dude. Wow. Holy crap. Oh, man. All right, dude. I think we've hit a lot of stuff. We're good.
I mean, I think we hit everything. I think we talked about everything that the world wants to know, but we solved absolutely nothing.
There's still not. We solved nothing. But I still. There's still not the Israel thing. I want to get into that, and I think
Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
We'll handle that next time.
I can touch on it real quick.
Some PowerPoint.
Then touch on it.
So oh, I'm gonna touch.
Touch
on it,
Matt.
Oh, dude.
Can I get a no?
I mean, I've honestly really been wanting to know because, like, I feel like I tried to Google this and try to research this, and it's just like, all right, so whose fault is this? This looks like it's been happening for thousands of years. It seems like what is it?
The fact that Israel is involved is a big deal.
I wouldn't say thousands. I'd probably say hundreds, definitely, because the Palestinian
numbers.
I don't even know, ethnicity as itself basically was made up about 700 years ago or so. And they were essentially just Arabs that occupied that area, that lived in that area of the Middle East in modern day Israel. And whenever the nation of Israel was created in 1947, a lot of those Palestinian Arabs were displaced because of the creation of the Jewish state. And that's a huge reason of why the modern conflict exists today. And long story short, a terrorist group, designated terrorist group by the U.S. and by multiple other countries around the world named Hamas, is in control, much like the Taliban was in control of Afghanistan. Hamas is in control of the Gaza Strip and a lot of Palestinian controlled. They control a lot of. So Hamas is the governing body that controls all of Palestinian.
So basically, a big mob area. Owning this freaking.
Essentially, yeah. And they essentially get rockets from Iran and are openly saying this. They're getting these rockets from Iran and thanking Iran for the rockets.
Didn't we provide that to them?
We provided them. The Obama administration provided Iran with a pallet full of cash. It was roughly $500 million in straight up foreign currency, like dropped from a C-130. Pallets of cash, literally.
Yeah. No, we talked about that before, too. That's insane.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Guess what they do with that? They fund terrorists around the Middle East to destabilize the region so that they remain a regional power. And the whole theory behind the Obama administration foreign policy was that they would basically placate to Iran to make them the regional power. And then they would be on our side, and it'd be great because they're already a huge regional power. But if we can get Saudi Arabia and Iran on our side, which is impossible to do because they hate each other, then we'll have a much more peaceful Middle East. And that's just ridiculous. The main reason there was a lot of turmoil in the Middle East is because the Palestinians kept getting more and more credibility from liberal leaders in the United States and Iran, and more power from Iran, because they kept getting weapons and kept getting funding. And because Iranians hate Jews. They just hate them. They hate Israel. They hate the whole... They're just anti-Semitic completely. The Iranian government, at least. Not necessarily the people, but... the Ayatollahs are definitely very anti-Semitic. And the Jews... the Israelis have a very good defense system in their country. It's called the Iron Dome.
That's
and
amazing.
It's 90% effective against rocket attacks.
And they get hit all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, dozens
it's
of...
constant.
Dozens of rockets have hit in this latest uprising. But yeah, the reason the Trump administration got so many of those peace deals is because they said, we're not giving any credibility to Iran. We're not giving any credibility to the Palestinians. Right now, we're not even going for a two-state solution. We're going for... Israel has the right to defend itself and has the right to its protect its sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And the Palestinians are basically becoming more and more aggressive and getting more and more and getting all these opportunities for peace, and they keep shutting them down because they don't get 100% of what they want. And it's a real issue when the Biden administration basically opens up negotiations to Iran, undermines Israel, and undermines those peace agreements that Israel has, and promotes the Palestinian Authority. It's a real thorn in Israel's side as a nation, and they're very united as a country when it comes to protecting their own sovereignty, as a country should be. So it's kind of a
break. So that now they're defense. So you're saying Israel's on the defense? That's why this is breaking out.
Yeah, for sure. They're not shooting rockets back over.
More. This is an article. Well,
they are, but they're very, very targeted attacks.
This is an article from Israel Nation National News Nation. Israeli National News, and it's talking about the rockets and stuff like that, and it's like more than 300 rockets were fired at Israel on Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's today. Sirens were sounded, and of course, this is in towns that I can't pronounce. I'm not going to try to ruin those towns. The communities in the Shephela region, in the Ashkelon and Ashdod areas were targeted. This is insane to me. 300 rockets today.
Yeah.
300. Who just gets 300 rockets around?
If you've seen the videos, it's crazy looking.
There's a freaking picture on this thing. It's literally 4th of July.
Didn't they shoot more the day before?
Maybe they did, dude. Was it like 1,000? I don't know. I'm thinking
I'm sure they're starting.
And the Iron Dome was just like, pow, pow, pow.
90% is that what's happening? Effective, yeah.
90% effective. Apparently, a few of them landed.
Crazy.
Like a few out of 300.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, well,
they've 90%. They've killed, like, it's all civilians that they're killing, the Palestinians.
Yeah, it's not
good. And what's crazy to me is the Israeli Defense Force will call Palestinian Authority and say, hey, we're going to bomb the crap out of this building. Make sure there's no civilians in there. Okay? We're going to give you an hour. We're going to give you a knock bomb, which is a bomb that goes off on the roof, doesn't destroy the building. It shakes the building and lets people know, oh, crap. We better get out of here. And then we're going to blow the building down and everything that's inside of it. You have 1 hour. And then they wait an hour and then and they do it.
They do exactly what they're going
to
do.
Yep. But they tell them in advance because they don't want civilian deaths.
Right. Because they go to extreme Israel rates. Is like, you know,
that's extremely polite.
They're the almighty freaking country. Yeah. It's like a moral country.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like one of the onlys. In my opinion,
don't do that.
It's literally the only, if you want to say that.
I mean, we've blown up lots of hospitals.
Yeah.
I mean,
we are not.
Every president since, let me go back here. Gosh.
This is where the facts come in.
Wilson, probably blown up a hospital.
Yeah.
At least one.
Every single president since Wilson. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe not Reagan. Not 100% sure. But maybe we've blown up a lot of stuff.
And we don't call them beforehand.
Hell no.
I would say that kind of like...
We don't even call them after.
It's very moral and that's great and I love that. And maybe that's how it should be. But also, isn't that the point of the whole war? What do you do? As Israel...
You don't want me to tell you.
Israel just needs to start blowing crap up.
Is what you're going to say? I think, in my opinion...
Because Israel is in the right, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. In my opinion, the Palestinians have been afforded every opportunity. They've been given peace deal after peace deal after peace deal, and each one gets better and better and better for them. And they don't accept anything, nothing. They go back home, they pout, they say, that's not enough, we want more. We want the whole city of Jerusalem, we want this, we want that. And Jerusalem's been the Jewish capital since, you know, for 2,000 years, 4,000 mm-hmm. years, whatever.
Woo!
And they've been given every right, and they placate to terrorists. They are terrorists, and they're not doing anything to better themselves.
Right.
You know? They're not even trying to come to the table.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I say put up a big wall. And
abolish Palestinian
Authority.
Palestinian Authority, yeah.
I think...
Get rid of it.
I don't know. There's no easy solution at all. There's no humanitarian solution.
You know, why can't it all be like the Soviet Union breaking up?
What do you mean?
It wasn't like, it didn't get to civil war. They just were like, a new political power came into play and he was like smart about it. He's like, okay, well, you know what? We're going to break everything up this way.
Gorbachev?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was a great leader.
I just learned that today, by the way, because I was doing some research on revolutions and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, Gorbachev was an amazing person.
Apparently.
Yeah, really like good.
It's interesting.
Good.
That they still ran the same way. Like they still ran their type of communism, oligarchy, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. kind of thing. It's not. I don't think it's real communism, but nothing is real communism.
No, in the latter part of the Soviet Union, it was definitely not. Right. I mean, they tried for sure.
Yeah.
Every way to make communism work, and it did not work. Turned a lot of that region into atheists, and now Christianity is on the rise in Russia, which is pretty interesting. Whoa.
That was random. Where did that come from? That's interesting. Really?
Yeah. And
that just came out. Like, I feel like that came out. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That fact, you're relating that to being communist, and it turns people atheist.
Mm-hmm. Well, communism doesn't allow freedom of religion.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Christianity's on the rise because
there. I mean, Russia's always had a Orthodox Christian population, especially Western Russia.
Hmm.
So it probably is just kind of spawned from that, grown from that.
What surprises me the most is that you can leave.
What, Russia?
Yeah, you can leave.
Oh yeah.
It's not like we have Russian immigration and all that stuff. You can. It's not like they're like, you can't, like China, I feel like, is a little bit more
Soviet
on
Union,
that.
You were not allowed to leave.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now that the Soviet Union's collapsed, you could still travel within former Soviet states, I think. I think they still had some sort of agreement where you could travel within those states and not have to have a passport. But, no, it's pretty, I would say, as far as a former Soviet country goes, it's fairly free, you know?
I would like to see what it's like. Yeah, I would like to go and see. Yeah. How is it really, you know?
I want to go to St. Petersburg and Moscow. And
really? Yeah. I want to see it, man. Dude. Maybe that's what the Toasty Podcast ends up doing. Let's go report.
Let's go travel.
No, report on actual thing. Do we have a news outlet? This is something I've been looking into. Do we have a news outlet that literally reports like old school boots on the ground type stuff?
Yeah, several. Vice, it depends on what you're looking for, really. Like, Vice is good.
Is it?
Yeah, I like Vice.
There's no narrative?
No, there's definitely narrative. They're very liberal, but at the same time, they also do some hard truth, like all sorts of different stuff. I like Vice.
What I would like to do...
I know what they are, but...
Our thing right now, we should do one on drugs as far as legalizing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to go to Canada, specifically Vancouver, and see the state they're in with, mm-hmm. like, the free healthcare part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily legalized, but... You do the drugs and they provide everything you need after.
Because
there's a street filled with people in the mornings that have gone to the clinics and gotten what they needed and no cane or whatever they call it to get your
dude, you're over here trying to dance with the devil, man.
Come down from meth or whatever. I would like to go and report on Narcan. These things. Narcan, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen this with my own eyes. I know it exists, but I'm like, I want to go and like report on this stuff because we talked about that. We've talked about legalizing drugs and everything else. We are going into way too many topics. Holy crap. We need to slow it down and we need to get out of this thing and be done. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, man. I feel like we covered everything.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I feel like we talked about you guys.
I think you were mesmerized, honestly. Because like you're not. Okay. All right. Cool. I was going to say we had a guest on, but like he just wanted to chill. So I was like, yeah, let's go. Why not? Yeah. Come chill.
I mean, you guys were just kind of going at everything. It just felt like an Uzi just... whatever.
Just praying and spraying, bro.
Dude,
Whatever hit, and you guys just ran with it, and then you're like, oh, we're done with this, and you threw that out to the side.
We don't... is that bad? Tell me.
No, I don't even know what to think about it. Okay. I was mesmerized, man. I was legit just listening to it. Wasn't ready for Matt to just
off
about everything. He was like so quiet outside. He's just like, oh, well, you know. And then he's just like, well, the Palestinians.
Bro, that's how we do it here at the Toasty Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you haven't yet, share this. Please, please share it. Also, support us and all the other crap. On YouTube, I have all the links in the subscription or in the description. You'll see everything that I provide as far as affiliates and you can follow us on Instagram and just everything, just all that stuff. You know,
all
how
the social medias.
All the social medias. You know the drill. As far as that goes, thank you, Brian, for being on.
Yeah,
sir.
We'll have you on again. Why not? Yeah,
appreciate y'all inviting me. So
of course.
It was awesome.
It's always nice to have a fellow Maybe. Man that believes in good government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should say it like that from now on.
Good government is less government.
Good government is less government. All right. All right. Well, anyway, I'll leave it at good government. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to leave it at what does government do that the private sector, or what does government do better than the private sector?
Okay. Yeah. We've talked about that before. Yeah. 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 True. Yes. Ask that question to yourself, guys, tonight. Also ask yourself, what are you going to eat? What's for dinner?
At like 11?
I'm hungry, dude. I'm feeling snacky, you know?
Feeling...
Okay. All right, guys. It's been real. It's been fun. It has not been real fun. And stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
All righty.
Toasty.